this is Christine Ewan, one of the head coaches with Productive Dentist Academy, and I am joined today by Karen, the office manager at Advanced Dentistry by Design, Drs. Randy Wright and Clint Use in Carson City, Nevada. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Good. Thanks so much for joining me today. It's an opportunity for us to talk to an office manager about PDA and our philosophies and what it's done for your practice. So we have worked together for almost 4 years, 3.5 years, and you have done so much with the PDA philosophy, working with a coach. If you can remember back to when you first came to the course, tell us a little bit about what were some of the first key issues and factors and philosophies that PDA taught you and you were able to implement in your practice.
Okay, well, I do remember our first meeting and our first conference, and I learned a lot. It's amazing that you learn small shifts that are easy to do can make such big changes in your practice, and you just have to take on some new philosophies and some new ways to look at a practice you may have been in for a long time, because sometimes you get blind to the day-to-day and you don't see the numbers, and they really make you open your eyes and look at the numbers and look at the schedule and look at it in a whole new way, which was scary to begin with. We decided to jump in wholeheartedly and trust. And I'm so glad we did. We changed our scheduling so that the front office let go of that a little bit. And the back office owned that, and they were happy to. That was the amazing part. They scheduled to production. They scheduled above production. We've raised our production because they're so good at what they do, streamlining each service so that we're not wasting time. We're utilizing our time, which patients appreciate. And so does the doctor, and giving people the authority to integrate new things and be able to bring in some of their ideas that may not have been heard before. So the front office was able to deal with the financial and the greeting of patients with smiles. The back office scheduled to the production, and we were all on the same page with the doctor, working with him to make the practice work.
I think you really hit a key point there where the clinical team really takes ownership.
Absolutely, and they're happy to do it. So.
And that is a big jump, you know, and you have a fairly big group with two doctors, anywhere from 2 to 3 hygienists, multiple assistants for both doctors, you know, 3-4 administrative team. So that is a big shift, and that is a cornerstone of the philosophies that PDA teaches, that template schedule in terms of knowing and the confidence of knowing that when you do book to your goal, when you do fill the blocks, as we say, the productivity is there.
It is there, and the rewards are there for everyone. So that's the positive part of it. From the doctors to everyone that works the schedule to everyone up front, we're all on the same team for once we went to that first seminar. And we were all working towards the same goal. We weren't working against each other. And the schedule just works that way. And the doctors are happy because we're all smiling to work for them. So they get to enjoy their patients and the dentistry. And they can let go a little bit of the practice management.
Well, and you've gone through some major changes. Was it 2 years ago that you completely moved the practice? So you went from, tell me a little bit, from the office you were at to where you are now.
We have shifted from that building with the falling down wallpaper to a huge, beautiful building. People walk in and the first thing they say is, what a gorgeous office, from the moment they walk in, and we're happy to work in it and we can afford it. And we've earned it, and it's fantastic.
But a huge undertaking during that transition period. And from a business perspective, managing a practice and then also undertaking the development of a new building and getting started and transferring all of that, that had to be an incredible strain on all of you and a big question mark in the doctor's eyes. Can we really financially do this? And you did.
And that question was always presented to me because I do deal with the numbers of the practice, and I never knew before PDA how to answer those questions because I didn't know how to analyze the numbers like I do now. So I can actually look at a budget, and I'm able to tell them, yes, we have the money for the new building. Yes, we have the money for the new CERAC. Or no, but we can in this many months with all of our projections and our trackers and our numbers, and it's so much clearer for me. I have true answers, so that's one of the
So you can literally be, you know, partly a business coach to them as well, in terms of here's where we're at with the business and the practice, and here's where you want to go, and here's what it's going to take to get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, one of the additional training programs that your office has gone to is what we've affectionately called driving the bus. And we came up with that name because here we are as productivity coaches and a team working with you to build up the financial engine, you know, of your practice. Now that you're going, you know, down the road at 90 miles an hour, who's driving this bus? That's where we came up with the name. And this is a separate program where we invite doctors and their office managers, really teaching you not just about being productive clinically, but how to manage the business side of things. And you've gone to that. You've gone to our subsequent annual planning. What has that done for you as a business manager and the three of you, you and the doctors, in terms of coming together with a plan?
Well, it's been fantastic because I'm an office manager. I deal with the numbers. I deal with the employees. And there's nobody there really to teach you how to do that in dentistry. You just kind of learn by firing line. You just get in and you do your best. And there's a lot of failures involved as you're learning. But I was able to go to PDA, and they were able to teach me how to manage and how to juggle and how to decipher the whole money code and what it means to the office and to the practice and how to present it to the doctors, how to present the good as well as the bad to the doctors in a way that's truly numbers. There's no question because you have the proper answers. They also gave me the right to shut my door. That was one thing I enjoyed learning, was being able to shut my door to my office and do my paperwork and tell the staff this is my hour. And I never felt the right to do that.
Well, and you've done, the office has not only done relocation, but also added numerous services.
Mm-hmm. All of these great productive things, and at PDA we were able to talk to other doctors that have integrated this in. How do you do it? How do you schedule? How do you charge? All those questions that you never have anyone to ask. We had someone to ask and get answers and get suggestions. And we also totally changed how we do our hygiene department. That whole department on a completely different schedule, on a different mind frame. And it is so absolutely productive. It's fantastic.
Well, and I have to say, looking at your hygiene department, you've worked with Rachel Wall, our hygiene coach. And as a department, Rachel's biggest focus is obviously the best care of the patients. And our philosophy at PDA being the productivity will come when you take the best care of the patient. So the fact that you can say with 100% confidence, yes, the productivity is there, but it's because of the quality of care that you and your hygiene team have upgraded and modified. And I have to say, one of the most exciting things I've seen you guys implement is the DNA testing. And
absolutely,
you've become leaders in the country on this value-added service to your patients.
Absolutely. And it's such a simple step. And once you understand why and how it works, it makes you wonder why we haven't integrated this already. And I can say that I feel our patients are some of the healthiest patients. Once they go through that hygiene department, they're some of the most educated patients in Carson. They are some of the healthiest dental patients in Carson, and they have the knowledge to stay healthy.
What a great feeling. Well, again, let's talk a little bit more about financial success. You as an office, again, doctors have, you know, doubles production. You're in a declining environment. You do have PPO in your practice, and yet you've had a record year. That's incredible. So there is success in the business side. Tell me what you're doing to reward the team.
The bonus has been a fantastic tool that we have used to get everyone on the same team. Our employees, we asked them, what would you want? And they said, you know, I would love a bonus. I would love to be rewarded for what we do. So when this practice is successful financially, so is every single employee. And they're rewarded. And it's not painful to the practice. It doesn't, you know, wipe out the account.
Mm-hmm.
But it's enough so that we feel appreciated. It's functioning very well, and everything works together.
Well, we call those a win-win for everybody.
And it feels that way. It definitely feels that way.
Great. Okay, well, I can't thank you enough for your time today. And again, continued success to you and your team. It's absolutely a joy to work with you. I've enjoyed all 3.5, almost 4 years, and look forward to more. Thanks again for joining us today, Karen.
Thank you, Chris.